Walk into any bookstore and you'll find thousands of volumes competing for attention. Yet only a handful grab you by the collar and refuse to let go. The same dynamic plays out in business every single day. Most companies possess genuinely valuable offerings, yet they remain invisible. Not because their products are inferior, but because their message is murky. Here's the uncomfortable truth. Your customer doesn't care about your brand's origin story, your state-of-the-art facility, or your company values. They care about one thing: whether you can solve their problem and improve their life. This insight has transformed struggling businesses into thriving enterprises, with some seeing revenue increases of 300% simply by clarifying their message. The shift required isn't complicated, but it demands a radical repositioning. Stop casting your brand as the hero and start positioning your customer in that role. Every unclear message costs you money. Beautiful photography wins awards, but words drive sales, and confusing words drive customers away. The human brain operates as a survival machine, constantly scanning for information that helps us thrive while filtering out everything else. When your marketing rambles about manufacturing processes or company history, customers tune out because it doesn't address their fundamental needs: safety, connection, status, meaning. Your brain is a battery with limited charge. Every piece of information drains power. When brands force customers to decipher complex messages, they're demanding mental marathons nobody has energy for. Story works because it organizes information effortlessly, creating a clear map from problem to solution. Consider Apple's transformation. In 1983, Steve Jobs launched the Lisa computer with a dense 9-page technical ad. It bombed. After learning storytelling at Pixar, Apple shifted to customer-centric communication. The Think Different campaign succeeded by tapping into what customers actually wanted: recognition for their creativity. Apple stopped featuring computers and started featuring customer transformation. That shift built an empire. Every compelling story follows a pattern. A character wants something, but faces a problem. At the moment of despair, a guide appears, offers a plan, and calls them to action. That action helps them avoid failure and achieve success. This 7-part framework is the architecture of human attention. Your marketing must pass the grunt test. Answer 3 questions within 5 seconds. What do you offer? How will it make my life better? What do I need to do to buy it? Kyle Schultz, a firefighter teaching photography, generated $25,000 from his first online course launch. After replacing technical jargon with simple language like, take those great pictures where the background is blurry, his next launch generated $103,000. Same product, different clarity. The framework addresses 3 problem levels. External problems are tangible: the leaky pipe, the empty stomach. Internal problems are emotional: frustration, self-doubt. Philosophical problems are existential: the sense that things shouldn't be this way. Most companies sell solutions to external problems, while customers buy solutions to internal ones. A luxury car isn't just transportation, it's confidence. A cleaning service isn't about dust removal, it's about reclaiming peace. Most brands position themselves as the hero when they should be the guide. When Jay-Z launched Tidal, he positioned musicians as heroes instead of customers. The service failed. Nobody wants to play supporting character in someone else's story. Your customer is Luke Skywalker. You're Yoda. Guides demonstrate 2 essential qualities: empathy and authority. Empathy says, I understand your pain. Authority says, I know how to solve it. Bill Clinton's I feel your pain approach positioned him as the guide in voters' stories, helping secure his 1992 victory. Establish authority through testimonials, statistics, awards, and client logos. Yet even with both established, customers stand at the edge of a rushing creek, wanting what's on the other side, but fearing the leap. Your job is to lay stepping stones, a clear plan that removes risk and confusion. Plans come in 2 varieties: process plans and agreement plans. Process plans outline buying or usage steps in 3 to 6 points: schedule appointment, receive customized plan, execute together. Post-purchase versions help customers visualize using complex products. Agreement plans address fears by listing your promises. CarMax built a used car empire on 4 points: no haggle pricing, quality certification, 5-day money-back guarantee, and thorough inspection. These promises directly countered anxiety about untrustworthy salespeople, making CarMax outsell their next 3 competitors combined. Naming your plan increases perceived value. Easy installation plan or customer satisfaction agreement frames the offering and enhances your brand. But plans alone don't close sales. You need clear calls to action, direct invitations that overcome natural inertia. Place a prominent Buy Now button in your website's top right corner and repeat it throughout. If you believe your offering improves lives, invite people to purchase with confidence. Every compelling story hinges on what's at stake. Human motivation boils down to escaping something bad or experiencing something good. Daniel Kahneman's research proves people are 2 to 3 times more motivated to avoid loss than achieve gain, making customers more responsive to stakes than promises. Most businesses don't emphasize stakes enough. Allstate's Mayhem campaign works because it vividly illustrates what customers avoid by choosing proper insurance. A financial advisor prevents running out of money in retirement. A pest control company prevents structural devastation and financial ruin. Just a pinch of fear suffices. Moderate fear appeals create just enough concern to prompt action without triggering resistance. Beyond avoiding failure, customers want to experience success. Reagan envisioned America as a shining city on a hill. Nike promises to bring inspiration to every athlete. Your brand must articulate precisely what success looks like, how customers will feel, what their daily experience becomes, what new status they'll enjoy. Everyone desires transformation, to become somebody better. Gerber Knives doesn't just sell knives, they sell an aspirational identity. Their Hello Trouble campaign positions customers as tough, adventurous, fearless people who sail into storms and rescue others. When customers buy a Gerber knife, they're buying a version of themselves they want to become. The greatest motivation behind human decisions is the desire to transform. Brands that participate in customers' identity transformation create passionate evangelists. Your brand helps people become better versions of themselves, wiser, more equipped, more physically fit, more accepted, more at peace. Dave Ramsey exemplifies this perfectly. His tagline, "Debt is dumb, cash is king," and the climactic debt-free scream create a transformational story where listeners become heroes conquering debt. Ramsey guides people through a character arc from financial chaos to freedom. Your clarified message must appear everywhere: websites, email campaigns, elevator pitches, sales scripts. The more thoroughly you implement your messaging framework, the more your brand will stand out. After creating your message, implement it through 5 nearly free strategies. Craft a one-liner, generate leads through valuable content, develop automated email campaigns, collect transformation stories, and create referral systems. These strategies compound over time, turning clarity into sustainable growth. In a marketplace saturated with noise, clarity isn't just an advantage, it's survival. Position customers as the hero, yourself as the guide, and watch confusion give way to crystal clear communication.